In an effort to celebrate the extraordinary people who make our communities a better place, our Village Media Random Acts of Kindness program delivers special surprises to deserving individuals. Today, February 17th, is Random Acts of Kindness Day, so we thought it would be a great idea to share some highlights from the last year of surprises we delivered to dedicated volunteers, resilient community members, and those making a real difference in their hometowns. The communities where we run the Village Media Random Acts of Kindness program include Sault Ste. Marie, Barrie, Bradford, Burlington, Cambridge, Collingwood, Elora and Fergus, Guelph, Midland, Newmarket, North Bay, Orillia, Stratford and Sudbury. Known as the Community Angels, the Yusuf sisters spread kindness through local initiatives, making Newmarket a more positive place. Manha and Liba Yusuf, pictured above with Newmarketidae's Kelsey Chapman, team up to combat mental health stigma, food insecurity and homelessness in their community through fundraisers, accessible programs and organized events. The sisters have collectively worked more than 4,000 volunteer hours to make these initiatives possible. To thank the pair for their commitment to bettering their community, our Newmarket Today team surprised them with a random act of kindness on Liba's birthday. Read more about our surprise for the Yusuf sisters here. Sean Abbott is a generous volunteer who donates his time and expertise in maintenance to Caris Disability Services in Orillia. Sean, pictured above with the Caris Disability Services team and Orillia Matters Nicole Parks, makes time to help the organization with electrical work, replacing doors and windows, fixing leaks and building and replacing railings. All of this work directly benefits the charity, which supports individuals living with developmental disabilities who require assisted living. To let Sean know that his kind deeds have not gone unnoticed, our Orillia Matters team surprised him with a random act of kindness to show the community's gratitude for his work. Read more about Sean's surprise here. In Bradford, we surprised Stellar High School basketball coaches, Coach Damien and Mr. Edward, with a random act of kindness. The Bradford District High School basketball coaches, pictured above with Bradford Today's Gary Assis, were recognized for going above and beyond with their admirable dedication to the students they mentor. Their positive influence on the junior boys basketball team at Bradford District High School, BDHS, is evident to players, parents and teachers both on and off the court. Read more about Coach Damien and Mr. Edward here. In Sault Ste. Marie, we delivered a very special surprise to Addie and her family. Three-year-old Addie, pictured above with her mom, received the news no family wants to hear. She was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia just weeks before Christmas of 2022. Since then, she has had to travel for treatment, away from her siblings and the comfort of home. For her first Christmas home since her treatment began, our Sault Today team surprised Addie and her family with a random act of kindness to brighten their holiday. Watch us surprise Addie here. In Guelph, we surprised a beloved retired teacher and longtime volunteer, Bonnie Jean Knight. Bonnie Jean, pictured above with her friends and Guelph Today's Liz O'Donnell, has dedicated countless hours to volunteering with Stepping Stone, Loyola House and Royal City Church, helping some of the city's most vulnerable people. To show Bonnie Jean our thanks for the quiet work she does to help make her community a better place for those in need, our Guelph Today team surprised her with gifts while she was at lunch with friends. For more on Bonnie Jean's surprise visit here. Evelyn and Rowan Sully are selfless siblings who made and sold ornaments to fundraise for the Groves Memorial Community Hospital. The youngsters, pictured above with their parents and Ellerafragus Today's Josh Pryor, spread their kindness by making beautifully decorated Christmas tree ornaments to sell at the Elora Farmers Market, with all proceeds going to the Groves Memorial Hospital Foundation for medical equipment. Lori Arsenault, executive director of Groves Memorial Hospital Foundation, said it was truly heartwarming that the Sullies, at such a young age, are already thinking about how they can help others. It is amazing to see the next generation of philanthropists, she said. In celebration of their generous spirits, we delivered a random act of kindness to Evelyn and Rowan at their school. Read more about our random act of kindness for the Sully siblings here. In Burlington, we surprised Jamie McIntyre with a random act of kindness. Jamie, pictured above with his wife Jen and Burlington Today's Ted Lindsay, As a dedicated and devoted father who loves his community, he can consistently be found helping others. Whether it is mowing the lawn, walking a pet, changing winter tires for a neighbor, or just lending an ear when someone is down, Jamie has continued to care for everyone else, even as he faces his own health challenges. We aim to lift Jamie's spirits and support him in his recovery journey as he faced a difficult diagnosis. Read more about Jamie's surprise here. Rookie McInnes, pictured above surrounded by friends, as celebrated with a random act of kindness from our Collingwood Today team for her years of dedication to running a local tennis group. Regardless of skill level, age or background, Rookie is attentive to everyone's wellness on and off the court. She goes out of her way to make the women in the tennis group feel welcomed and valued. Rookie is a passionate, dedicated volunteer who has made tennis accessible and fun for many local women in Collingwood, and our team was thrilled to celebrate her efforts. Read more about Rookie here. Alicia Campbell, pictured above with her friend, left, and grandson, as a personal support worker in Cambridge, who has been providing compassionate care for others for the last 23 years. A single mother of four children, she is also working toward completing her nursing diploma at Conestoga College. Alicia's journey is a testament to the fact that with unwavering dedication and a generous spirit, anyone can overcome challenges and achieve their dreams, said her nominator, Amanda Hart. Alicia possesses an exceptional ability to see the potential in everyone she encounters, and she firmly believes in giving everyone a chance. Our Cambridge Today team was honored to celebrate Alicia with a random act of kindness. Learn more about Alicia's journey here. Megan Bouffard is a compassionate high school graduate who is making a difference for the natural environment in North Bay. Megan has been caring for endangered monarch butterflies for years. She houses them, grows their food, and cares for them as they turn into butterflies. Each year, she successfully releases approximately 50 to 60 butterflies. To thank Megan for her dedication to making a difference for monarch butterflies, we surprised her with gifts to help her on her next step after graduation. Read more about Megan here. Known as a beloved teacher and selfless community member, Liz Hurd has made it her mission to help those in need. Following the heartbreaking loss of her son to suicide in 2015, Liz has devoted herself to providing unwavering support for individuals grappling with mental illness. At the helm of Angels with Attitude, Liz orchestrates the collection of donations, assembling thoughtful gift baskets tailored for individuals and patients navigating the complexities of mental health challenges. Our Sudbury.com team surprised Liz to recognize the impact of the work she does to support individuals in the community battling mental health issues. Read more about Liz and Angels with Attitude here. Britt McCurrow is a longtime Rotarian who started a Random Acts of Kindness Day in Midland over a decade ago. A firm believer that kindness is contagious, she has been an integral part of the Midland Rotary Club for the last 15 years. Britt, pictured above with Midland Today's Rick Gordon, encourages generosity, kindness, and compassion in her community through the Random Act of Kindness Day she spearheads. Who better to surprise with a random act of kindness of their own than Britt? See our surprise for Britt here. Joan Harrington's story of kindness and resilience inspired our Barry Today team to surprise her with a random act of kindness. The cancer survivor and caring grandmother beamed with joy when she was recognized for her perseverance and positivity. A cancer survivor herself, Joan joined the Princess Margaret Ride to Conquer Cancer, a 200-kilometer race completed over 2 days. Not only did Joan complete this enormous personal challenge, but she also inspired her local community to give, raising a remarkable $10,000 for cancer research. Read more about Joan here. In Stratford, we surprised a dedicated volunteer, mother, and educator who has inspired others with her desire to improve the community. A busy preschool educator, Carrie Wilson goes above and beyond the call of duty. She fundraises for local sports teams, coaches kids' teams and assists nonprofits and charities with event planning and raising much-needed funds. To see what we surprised Carrie, and her preschoolers, with, read more here. Do you know someone deserving of a random act of kindness to brighten their day? Our nomination form is always open.